If you were to ask me that same question a year ago, I would answer it truthfully, and I would say it's scary. It's a lot of resentment towards people that want you to succeed. And when you're not getting compensated for your endless efforts and doing what you do best, it's a nerve-wracking feeling because it's your family you're fighting for. And the answer I'm going to give you this year is that I've educated myself and that I understand the business side of it all. And it's given me a complete new mindset of understanding the business and how to react to it. I understand the cap is going up and where it will be in years. I understand my comparables and how I can't ruin the goalie market for other guys that are going to be in my shoes down the line.
It's Jeremy Swayman.
Well.
Let me tell you, that noise that you hear is the sound of the Bruins dropping a big, giant poop in their pants.
Yeah, they were not prepared for this.
When you hear a player saying, I understand the cap is going up, they're like,
No, you don't.
They figured that out?
The business side?
Yeah.
So straight up leaning into that and being like, I've educated myself.
Yeah, you know
what? I'm setting the goalie market.
No,
that was like Mookie Betts talk.
Yeah, correct.
Like, I'm setting the bar.
You want uneducated players who are like, just pay me whatever you can right now. That's what you want. The Bruins are in trouble. And you already knew that if you've been listening to Jones and Keefe this week here on WEEI, hashtag Scoops Keefe, setting the dialogue, as it were, on Jeremy Swayman asking for $10 million. I'll tell you, and great work. This is Mark Lewis, the Shut Up Mark podcast. He's done a few of these. He had Matthew Jude on his show.
He's got two guys during contract disputes.
Yeah, how'd he work that out?
I don't know. But great job by him.
And
Judon. Now, hopefully this doesn't play out the same way Judon did, where a couple days later after that interview, he gets traded out of here.
Let me ask you personally, what are you rooting for? Swayman to be on the Bruins, or are you personally rooting that he gets $10 million somewhere?
I want him to be on the Bruins for $10 million.
It's either or. He's on the Bruins for less money, I'm sorry, or he's elsewhere for $10.
No, get your money. I root for the money.
Well, and your report. I'd be rooting
for the
scoop.
But didn't he, like, without straight up saying, I am asking for $10 million, didn't he confirm the scoop?
Does he sound like a guy who's taking a discount?
Business, thinking of my family, the goalie market, the cap has gone up.
I know my comparables.
You know what? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Scoops is wrong. Maybe he asked for 12.
I can't ruin the goalie market.
He's not going to ruin the goalie. Like, that guy didn't ask for $8 million.
Nope.
There's no way. You can't listen to that and tell me he asked for eight. So if your name is Colby Cohen and you called me out for the $10 million thing, how do you answer that?
Yeah.
That's Jeremy Swayman's own voice. Mm-hmm. That's him straight up saying how he's educated himself on the business, goalie market, cap going up. So if the highest paid goaltender is 10.5 right now, second highest is 10 on an average annual value, and the cap is going up,
10.
What do you think he would be asking for? I'm like minimum 10.
You might be low.
I might be low.
Yeah.
From what I was led to believe. I got to go back. I got to circle back on this. But
yeah, you might have to say, is the number going up?
No, I mean, short of him straight up saying, I am with Scoops Keefe, that is as much of a confirmation as you're going to get.
I mean, I can't imagine getting more of one. And so,
great job by Shut Up Mark.
Tremendous job. It's the Shut Up Mark podcast. Yeah. Mark Lewis is cool. On Twitter, Judon Swayman.
I was going to say, who else is in a contract dispute that will go on that show?
Who's next?
I don't know.
Who is next? Who's the next angry player who wants to get paid in the city?
Well, the Celtics paid all their guys,
yeah,
so it won't
be a Celtics.
Wick. What Reds?
Wick will go on and spill all the beans.
Who? Yeah, Casas.
Casas, good one. That's a great one.
He already turned down extension talk, so yeah. It'd be Tristan Casas. So look for him to be on that show coming up.
Inside baseball, but you know Tristan Casas was supposed to produce for a day the old afternoon program here
what
on WEEI. He was supposed to come in with Brad Foe one day.
You guys didn't pay him enough money.
He said he wanted to come in and push buttons.
Oh, that's an insult to Nick and Billy. They do a lot more than that.
That's what I said to
push buttons.
The great Ryan Garvin. I said, it's really a slap in your face. They think you can just come in, push some buttons, and do your job.
That's all it is. That's all they're doing back there.
It's like the texter to you with your parenting advice earlier today.
Yeah, no, I did open the door to that because if you missed the beginning of the show, somehow one of my two daughters doesn't sleep, like, at all. And then I did ask for suggestions, so that is kind of on my part.
You open yourself up to
but
that.
I appreciate the different ones, like, hey, maybe try, like, melatonin, which, like, whatever, and then, like, maybe try this or whatever. But then the ones being like, hey, give your kids some exercise. Like, shut up.
Get
I'm just plopping the kid down and ignoring her all day. Like, we do plenty of stuff. She should be exhausted. But anyway, I'm exhausted. That's that.
So yeah, that's a great one. That's the next guest for that podcast, which apparently is making a lot of news. Yep. Let me add this, and this is another person. I think acknowledging your report now, Keith. You ever check out at Bruins Cap Space on Twitter?
Not regularly.
That's where I go when I want to check, you'll see this very on the nose. The Bruins Cap Space.
Bruins Cap Space.
That's where I'll go. And
is that an official account run by the Bruins?
It's a good question. I'm not sure who runs that.
Just like a fan.
Some of these counts,
just
never
a guy
know.
Is into it.
But he could be somebody connected to the league, formerly to the league. Could be or gal. You're
could
right.
Be Colby Cohen.
Could be
a burner.
Double dipping Colby Cohen. They tweeted out yesterday, Swayman cannot get over that arbitration hearing, which
I agree with that.
He doesn't stop talking about it.
Yeah.
Bruins did him a favor, only electing for 1 year instead of two. So he's saying they could have put the screws to him even more. He also says, I think a holdout is coming, but we'll see.
Which you don't see a lot in hockey.
Well, and if a holdout happens, Keith, score one for hashtag Scoops Keith, because a holdout isn't happening over peanuts. A holdout is happening over a player who wants something like $10 million a year.
Listen, Jeremy, I didn't need the confirmation because Scoops Keefe has a track record that is flawless. However, you coming out the next day and saying this, I do appreciate it. That's
good timing.
Nice.
Good timing.
The people that called me out for it or are like, oh, I don't know about this report. Like, what's your move now? What do you say now?
Yeah.
Like, oh, Schramman doesn't know what he's talking about.
You got to do exactly what you said. The report is
panic?
Wrong because he wants 12. No, he
12.
12.
Yeah, okay,
you
got to
up the number.
Yeah, maybe.
In fact, hashtag Scoops Jones is now reporting. My DMs are, I still got to figure out how to open them. But I'm now reporting it's 12.
They're in there.
But the Bruins are in trouble. A guy who is referencing the cap space or the salary
business.
Cap going
straight
up.
Straight up the business.
The business of hockey, resetting the goalie market. I know my comparable. You never want to hear that. I know my comparables.
He's ready. This arbitration thing is what did it. Like, that is the villain origin story for Jeremy Swayman.
He was
a mild-mannered dude from Maine or from Alaska, played at Maine, happy-go-lucky, hugging the other goalie.
Yeah.
Then he's like, hey, I want like a little bit more money because I'm the starter. And they're like, you're not good enough. You take this amount instead. The guy can't stop thinking about it. So now you've turned him into a player that went back and did all kinds of research on like the salary cap, the overall business. And it's funny, the two guys were talking about Swayman and Judon. Judon straight up said, I don't like the business of it. I like football.
Judon's like, I drafted my own contract on
the notes app. No, meanwhile, Swayman is
a
like,
composition book, and I hand it to him. Swayman's like, no, I was a business major or whatever at the University of Maine. I'm still doing it. I'm well-versed in it. Instead of like writing it up in, crayon on a piece of paper.
He means business.
Yeah, no, he really does. He does. And Judon got his way too, by the way, but very different. And Judon didn't get his contract. Judon just got away from the Patriots.
Yep.
So we'll see. Let's go to Bob in Londonderry. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey guys, enjoy the new show.
Thank you.
I got a question in regards to the goaltending. For example, I don't know the goalie who's on the Stanley Cup winning team, but let's just say whoever he is, just say he was getting five or six.
Well, it was Sergei Bobrovsky.
He won a Stanley Cup.
It was 10. Bobrovsky's
guy has failed miserably. Not blaming him, but you're never winning a Stanley Cup with this guy. He does not have that talent.
Wait, what?
And remember, 15 years ago,
hold on a second.
Look what we did to Tukaras. We made him the highest goalie. That was another failure. So my only point is, I'm curious of what the winning goalie made compared to this guy.
Bob, if you were listening, it was 10. It was 10. It's what Swayman's asking for. We actually talked about this on Monday. I said he outplayed Bobrovsky in that series. Now, Bobrovsky won the Cup, and Bobrovsky's won a Vezina before, and Bobrovsky has a longer track record. But head-to-head, Swayman outplayed him last year.
He was also getting benched in the Stanley Cup final because he was getting up 7 goals a game.
Yeah.
But that's also, to me, that's the first time I've ever heard anybody say you're not winning with Swayman. By the end of Tuukka's run, more and more people were saying that, and there was obviously more evidence towards it. And whether you were team Tuukka or not, he was just in the league and he had a lot of cracks at it. Swayman's had, what, 2 playoff series?
Well, and
you can't win with him? Like, that's crazy to me.
So even if it's not just about Swayman, can you win with a highly paid goalie? Well, Florida just did. Tampa's done it. Multiple times. Am I missing another highly paid?
Vasilevsky is
9.5?
Vasilevsky's 9.5. But it's almost similar to the rookie quarterback conversation where you can find an example to fit your argument. So if you're like, don't pay goalies, you can go find a couple cheap goalies. Then it's the highly paid, you can win with a highly paid goalie. Sure can. Like, there's examples of all of it, right? There are guys that are elite goalies that have won. There's also guys that are kind of middle of the road goalies that got hot that year and maybe had a wagon of a team, yeah. like scored a ton of goals.
Yeah.
Like, so there's examples of all of it. I prefer to have Jeremy Swayman on the team, especially after you got rid of Ullmark.
Here's my stance. If a player is good, you can pay him. If they're actually very good and one of the best at their position, you can pay him. Mm-hmm. Now, if they have a long history of choking, maybe I'll make an exception. But in the meantime, if it's a goalie, if it's a quarterback, if it's a defenseman, if it's a center, if it's a wing, if they're really good, I'll pay them. Jonathan's in Randolph. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Hey, guys. What I find genuinely amusing is how the Bruins have basically taught a master class the last few years of how to alienate a top prospect with all the screwing around they did in the playoffs when Tuukka was still here, then the goalie platoon and all that crap. So it's like, this is kind of coming home to roost, honestly, that they screwed this up that bad to alienate the player, both through the what they did on the ice and also through arbitration, that it's like they really should be blaming themselves for a lot of this.
So this is a good point.
It is.
We're talking strictly about arbitration, or we have been anyway, but this is a good point. They, you know...
when they brought back Tuukka, it was like, what are they doing?
They yanked him around. They didn't give him the start in either of the last two postseasons prior to this the latest one.
Right.
So he was backing up Ullmark. He had to come in and try to bail out Ullmark both times.
Yeah.
Last year, he started game one. Ullmark got game two. They weren't even fully committed to him last year.
2 years ago, they played an injured Ullmark over Swayman.
Right.
Remember, Kim's like hurt. You're like, well, why didn't you go to the other guy who's also really good?
And Tuukka prior to that. So, like... Yeah. That's a good point. He's not just pissed at the organization about the salary. He's pissed at how they wouldn't commit to him. They haven't given him the net until now. And now the second they give it to him, they're like, oh, by the way, take a discount. He's like, screw
no.
you.
Why on earth would I do that now?
I know the business. Yeah. And as Keith told you on Monday, I want $10 million a year.
Plus,
figure that out, Bruins.
I think they also had just easier contract negotiations with all the other guys that they wanted and all the guys that they were willing to spend, even call it $7 million a year. $7 million and up, all those guys were like, sure. They all probably could have squeezed out an extra million, but they all loved playing in Boston. They all didn't want to go anywhere. They had a good core together. You know, Bergeron, even Krejci, Chara signed all those deals at the end before he finally left. Pasternak and McAvoy, I think, could have gotten more money. They also, or at least their agents, know the cap is going up,
yep.
and they're in the primes of their career. But they all signed relatively, I would say, team-friendly deals, and now you got a guy who doesn't want to do it, and it's like, oh, no. Like, now what do? We don't have a goalie.
Not great.
It is not.
Not great for the Bruins. So how are you going to deal with this? You can jump in. 617-779-7937. Meanwhile, all of a sudden, and this has been all offseason, and even going back now a couple of years for Brady. But Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, they have a lot to say all of a sudden. Should we care about what they have to say? Jones and Keith here on WEEI. Taking your phone call, 617-779-7937. We'll get to Bill Belichick, Tom Brady. They're both talking a lot.
They're everywhere.
Everywhere.
Wherever you turn, literally the CW, you could see Bill Belichick.
You're going to get more, too. Bill is taking over Brady's Let's Go podcast.
Because when I think of podcasting, I think of Bill Belichick. Well, you know what we heard on a podcast? Bill Belichick.
Jim Gray.
Scratchy.
Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember who else. I feel like there's more interesting names on that podcast. I got to pull that up. But that's another future gig for him on top of Underdog, on top of the CW, on top of McAfee.
This is going to sound insulting, and I don't mean it to be, because I respect the hell out of Bill Belichick. I think he's the greatest coach of all time.
Uh-huh.
I enjoyed my chats with him years ago.
Did you?
No. How much money you need to be paid to listen to a whole episode of Jim Gray and Bill Belichick?
I think a lot of people are going to do it for free, I think.
I think.
Yeah.
And I'll wait for like the Cliff Notes version, and maybe there'll be one thing. Like, somebody's going to have to do it. A better man or woman than me is going to have to do it. Listen to the whole thing and find where he says something about Gerard Mayo or find something about the Patriots.
Because somebody else and then put it on my radar and I'll use that.
And it is always the guys that hated the media the most that end up immediately joining the media.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wasn't AJ Pierzynski one of those guys? Or like even Nomar. Nomar didn't do media for a while, but he couldn't stand the media. And then boom, next thing you know, like first day out of the job, he's on TV.
Great one. And it's like,
I thought you hated all the people that talked. Now this is your job now.
Bill needs it. I mean, the thing, Bill needs the media.
So
he always used the media, but he didn't play games with beat reporters, at least at a podium, you guys on the radio.
No, I know. If Bill wasn't trying to coach again next year, like say he already got the coaching record and say he went out on his own terms, do you think he'd be doing any of this?
Maybe.
Maybe some to stay I think he just for the attention.
That's what I think. He wants to stay in the game and he likes the attention. But hey, hey, you're the greatest of all time. Hey, you know, eight rings, all this. Tell me about Vince Lombardi. Yeah, seriously. So I bet he would still be maybe not as involved, maybe not doing as much.
Yeah.
But I think he would still be involved, yes.
Maybe.
I do.
I think it's tough for any of these guys once you are as famous as anybody can be in that profession.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like, you're not doing that anymore. It's going to be a shock to the system. We talked about it with Gronk a lot. Remember, because people are like, Gronk's going to do movies. I'm like, how's that going to go? Like, no, Gronk's going to do this. Like, okay, but it's not football. It's not playing in front of millions of people and being the best at your job.
Isn't that like a Kelce thing now? And Kelce's are getting very well compensated for their podcast as well.
Holy smokes.
$100 million?
$100 million. Now, what's the term on that? Is that like...
I thought I saw 3 years. I thought
it's not 100 years?
No, I believe I saw 3 years, $100 million. That's not Alex Cooper money. But
no,
good for her.
That is a ton of money.
That's a lot of money. Hey, split it. They got to split that, too.
The Kelce's?
Yeah, I would hope.
Yeah, Cooper gets all that.
She gets all
that. Kelce's?
Thing. Yeah.
Is that an even 50-50 split?
I don't know. Probably. That's my question. I don't know if that's an even 50-50 split.
I respect Travis Kelce because he's basically says, like, I'm going to play until I literally can't.
Yeah.
Because he knows as soon as it's over, like, he'll never be as famous.
But the Kelce point, though, is like, he's going to start getting into, like, movies, right? I saw he's getting cast for movies, and I agree.
I mean, that's the plan.
How's that going to work, Gronk style?
I think he'll be better than Gronk.
Probably.
In movies.
Probably.
Just like when Kelce hosted SNL, I thought he wasn't bad.
No, that was pretty good.
He was decent. He was better than I thought he was going to be.
Yeah.
Because he can be really cringy with, like, his like when he gets the microphone at those parades, it's like, ugh, it's awful. But he was decent on SNL. He had that really corny reality show, but at least he's done stuff in front of the cameras.
Yep.
Gronk, I don't see it.
No.
You know, he's been in a couple movies himself, but...
Oh, Karen, hello.
I think Kelce has a better shot at it.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. But so I have a working theory on why Bill's working so much. It's not just because he wants to get back into the game and it's a younger audience.
Girlfriend
and
wants him out of the house.
Well, no, he wants away from the girlfriend.
Oh.
You
think?
He's 70 years old. People are like, that must be the best. Oh, yeah, he's killing life.
I don't see it that way.
So young and hot. Yeah, Bill's killing it.
I don't know. It's
at
not for me.
At a certain point, don't you think he's kind of like,
I think I've made a huge mistake.
Like, he's just like, she, you know, like, she probably has energy that a 70-year-old man doesn't have where she's like, let's go do this. Let's go do that. Let's go shopping. Let's go hang out with these people.
Oh,
ooh, look, let's go grab a coffee. Let's go.
She's what, 22?
Something like
23?
That.
It's apple picking season.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God. Well, we'll just wait 5 years from now when all of her friends get married and he has to go to 1,000 weddings.
That's terrible.
And she's like, I'm a bridesmaid again, Bill. No. And he's like, oh, for the love of it.
And I think people are such morons when they think about it. They're like, she's hot. She's killing life. She's hot.
Yeah.
You got to hang out with her friends. Like, you got to hang out with her friends.
Sure.
She's actually going to stick him in a red plaid hoodie.
Yeah, she's
going to have her
just
like,
parade him around.
No, joke. Did you see him on McAfee?
I saw him on McAfee.
I did. He looks different.
He does.
Did you notice that?
Yeah, he does.
And it's not like gaunt Brady different.
No.
But like.
The eyebrows are a little full.
The eyebrows are a little full.
That's one way of putting
it. Does she have him like microblading? You know? I watched a TikTok on microblading and Bill, I think you should do it. And it's like. He might just want out of the house. That might be why he's doing this podcast.
I saw Billy D on Twitter had him. He looked like Uncle Leo. Remember when Uncle Leo had his eyebrows? Those are dark brows.
Look at those.
If you're on Twitch.
Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Look at those. That's her. That is her. That's her.
It's disconcerting. Is that the word? It's disconcerting.
He looks well exfoliated.
He does.
I'm sure he's moisturizing.
That's malfeasance. That's malfeasance.
That is dark. I mean, your eyebrows go dark. You got to match them. You got to match the hair to the eyebrows, I think.
But so, like, now he's like, man, I can only watch so much. Like, I like my reality TV.
He's going to be on so much. He's going to be on TV podcasts all the time.
I can only watch so much Summer House before he's like, and I can only hang out so much with, like, her friends and go to so many dinners, and weddings is a great point. Now I'm getting dragged to weddings.
September, October, every weekend, Bill's going to be somewhere else with his girlfriend.
Like, her friends are coming over. And
she
like,
catches the bouquet and, like, eight of them. Ah, Bill, I got the bouquet again.
He's like, yeah, good.
Like, for the 10th time, I'll take beef.
But he down, you sure you don't want that fish option, Bill? Right, no, like, I don't want the fish option.
Yeah, there, where did he take her? He took her to, like, Croatia, right? Didn't he take her to Croatia?
I thought you were going to say it's summer school. No. I think Croatia.
Yeah, he took her somewhere.
Dropped her off for classes last week.
But, like, yeah, right. He's like, when do you go back to school? He's like, me with my kid. Like, when do you go back to school?
What day is it?
When are you back? Is it Labor Day? Yeah, no. My God, go back to school.
Labor Day.
But he, like, took her, and, like, I'm sure she's like, let's go bike riding.
Yeah, oh my
let's
God.
Let's do that. Like, all this activity.
She's probably,
that, like,
oh, yeah, because she's a cheerleader, right? So she's probably into, like, CrossFit or something.
A 70-year-old man doesn't want to do that.
No, he doesn't.
I don't think.
No.
I don't want, I'm 40, I don't want to do that.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
I have no interest in that. I want to sit around and sit on my couch.
But, Jones, you could be with a 22-year-old.
Oh, yeah. That'd be probably great for, like, a week. And then, you know, for her.
Yeah, I get it, dude.
For her.
Yeah, no, I got it.
And so, yeah, but it would just be, that sounds exhausting.
Yeah, it's like an extra job. And so now he's got like six jobs.
So he's like, give me the Let's Go podcast.
Yeah, he's like, God, I want to coach football again.
Give me Underdog.
Oh, I'm so sick of hearing about our Etsy projects.
Now, how much you make this week? Oh, 17, 13? Good.
Butter a cricket for Christmas.
So, Billy, you don't want to hear from these guys, right? You don't want to hear any more from Bill and Brady. I got bad news for you. You're going to.
No,
they're
going to be everywhere. I have no interest in what they have to say, unless it's something about the Patriots, which, again, I don't think they're going to say anything that's earth-shattering anyway. I can keep my Brady and Belichick to the field. Once it was all said and done, I've moved on with my life.
And you respect it. You're like, I don't. Yeah. It's not like,
no,
I don't respect them. I respect.
Oh my God,
I love what they did, but I don't need to hear from you.
Right, the 20 years that they gave is 20 years that, as a fan, I'm never going to see again. I appreciate that. I respect that. It was amazing, but let's just walk away.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Billy. I'm with Billy, and like, I also think what happened, and maybe time will change things, because right when their careers ended, I guess Brady an extra year, but when Belichick's year ended, we had the 10-part documentary series, we had the roast, we had the big event at Gillette Stadium.
Yeah.
So we heard from all these guys, and it's gotten to the point where I've heard Bill, Brady, and Robert Kraft say the same stories publicly a bunch of times.
Yeah.
So like, I think I got kind of burnt out on that. So this could be different, and I think Tom Brady calling a game, or you know, being the lead color analyst on a game, a little bit different, right? It's not Bill, you know, and Scratchy talking about X's and O's, or like, who knows? We don't know how critical Bill's going to be yet, and like, we'll see how all that goes. But if Brady's doing the best game of the week on Fox, like, yeah, I'm obviously going to watch and see what he says. Maybe he'll be good. I don't know. Like, maybe he'll be okay.
You don't know?
So my initial thought was he was going to be bad, but
Sergio Dip.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be bad, but it's also Tom Brady. Like, if he really commits to something, like, man, how bad can it be?
Having the time of his life.
That guy, they put on ice. We never saw that guy again. Mm-hmm. I remember that. I remember watching that game, being blown away by the performance, and being like, when are we going to get this guy again? And they just got rid of him.
Yeah.
He had one hit, done for the game. I watched the whole Broncos. It was like the 10-15 Monday Night Football game.
Yeah, yeah.
It was Beth Mowins and Rex Ryan on the call. Yeah. Rex Ryan, sneaky, worse than Sergio Dip.
You watch him now on the screen.
Yeah, it's us. TV, that's how it works. And I'm like, that guy was electric.
Just imagine that.
Yeah.
Imagine that you get, that's all you get for a chance. Like,
you
that's
second Monday Night Football
Maybe
game.
Maybe he knew it. Maybe they told him. And they're like, hey, Sergio, don't, this is your chance.
You're like, well, I'm supposed to come on at the end of the first quarter. You guys ready? They're like, yeah, go ahead. Shut his mic off. He's just doing it to nobody. That was good. Sergio, that was great.
And here he is, having the time of his life.
You guys need me at halftime? Yeah, sure. Just do it down there. Do it down there. There's no camera guy down here. We're fine, Sergio. Right. Don't worry about it.
It's a long lens.
Never saw the guy again. No, he was gone. But do you think Brady's going to be bad? Or do you think he's going to be like, I think he's going to be like fine.
You tell me this. And look, it is Tom Brady. I get it. He could be excellent. He's been excellent at most things he's attempted to do. You know, not investing so much.
No, God, no.
At least in crypto. Probably in real estate, he's invested quite well.
Yeah. Did he sell that house here yet?
Yeah. Well, it was on the market.
The Brookline one?
Is it sold?
I think so.
It's just empty?
Could we do a show there?
Remote from Brady's
open house. We come in with like our Comrex. We just sit down.
They don't have a house in Connecticut.
All right. That's neither here nor there.
Not that house, Tom.
Jones and Keefe live from Brady's old house.
That would be a good show.
That would be a great show.
The echoes would be way too loud.
It'd be intense. We'd have to soundproof it. We'd have to get the soundproofers in there.
Get like a roaring fireplace going.
Oh, you want to do like a fireside chat?
Why? They must have fireplaces in a lot of rooms.
I bet they have a ton of fireplaces.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Santa's super confused. Where the hell do you want me to go?
Where do I get into this place? So, Brady could be great. Isn't it? It feels very damning that they're having him do like mock games, but they won't put them on the air.
Yeah, I want to hear some of these.
He's been doing mock games all preseason, but they're not airing it.
Did he do
it?
Yeah,
that feels red flaggy. That feels like we don't trust you enough to put you on there. Now, maybe he's calling for it. Maybe he's like, I need some reps before I go out there and do it.
Well, he's never done it, and he's getting like $30 million to do it, so you might want to give him a couple of dry runs.
Okay, but he had a whole year, Keefe, off, and now he also is doing mock games for the preseason?
So
like,
what
have you been doing for the last year?
No, that's true. My original take was he was just never going to do it. And
make him defend every blade of grass. That's what we said.
What? No, so I never thought he was going to do it, and he signs this huge deal, and I'm like, it's still not going to happen. Then when he took the year off, I'm like, I think I'm going to be right. And then, no, it does sound like he's going to do games this year, but yeah, I think he'll be all right. But that's very different than getting Bill on every show possible, like trying to break it down.
Yeah, so look, largely, I want to hear Brady on these games. I think that'll be worth reacting to and talking about. I think people are interested in that. But that's how he is as a broadcaster.
Yeah.
Not like the really content of what he's saying. And so I'm with you on Patriots news. If Bill or Brady are discussing Drake May or like Jerod Mayo and the job he's doing, then I'll be interested in that.
Yeah, for sure.
If they want to drop bombs about their Patriots days, like give us the real story on Malcolm Butler, you want to do that, I'm all ears.
I am too. I would say no chance.
No,
it's been so long.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, right. Oh, but if that happens, that level of
commentary would interest me, but largely I'm not overly interested in what they have to say outside of Brady on these games, which I am interested in. So you can jump in here. Rick is in Plymouth waiting patiently on our Jeremy Swayman discussion. Go ahead, Rick.
How's it going? I just want to finish up the Swayman talk by... Well, I don't understand what the Bruins' problem is with the guy. It's almost like they're trying to run him out of town. It's like they refuse to give him the net. They get rid of Olmark. They do everything backwards. Now you got to sign Swayman. You should have signed Swayman before you traded Olmark. Then you got something to work with. But I don't understand even if you break up the money and let Swayman go, what are you going to bring in? I mean, the Bruins aren't exactly one guy away from a Stanley Cup.
Well, and you bring up a good point, Rick. It's also, the end of the offseason. So if you were going to do that, and that was your plan, you should do it when there's players available that you can go get. That would be the time to do it.
No, all the moves, I get what he's talking about with like kind of yo-yoing. It's like, is it his job? Is it not his job? But they did at the last trade deadline try to trade Olmark.
Yes.
Olmark said no.
And they tried to do it last offseason.
Right. So they tried to trade Olmark. That got vetoed. So those were two times where the front office was saying it's Swayman's job. Like Swayman's the goalie of the present and the future is what they were saying. I just think they can't believe that this is the guy that's standing up to him and is actually asking for either what he's worth or what most people do, ask for more than what you're worth and then hope that comes down to a number that you can both agree on. But they're like flabbergasted by it. And it's like, I don't know why they would be. I think because if we knew how upset he was about the arbitration stuff, can't you imagine they would know?
They have to know times a billion.
Oh, my God. Imagine the stuff that his agent has said back to the team and everything else. And like they're acting like none of that happened.
So we had trouble wrapping our heads around why they took back Korpisalo earlier this offseason.
Yeah.
And I think we all assumed Ottawa wanted him in the deal and they're retaining some salary. They wanted him in the deal. What if they're like, we're not sure we're totally good with Swayman. We might need an NHL goalie on the roster.
Get a better NHL goalie then.
Yeah,
that guy is the pits.
I'm not saying it's a good plan.
No.
I'm just saying I wonder if that was part of the equation here where they're
it's possible.
We need an NHL goaltender because Brandon Bussey or whomever in Providence isn't ready. So we may not be good with Jeremy Swayman. Like it'd be even worse if they knew. They should know, but it'd be even worse if this is how they approached it and Korpisalo was part of the plan. But if he holds out, as suggested by at Bruins Cap Space on Twitter, if he holds out and they can't come to an agreement, get ready for Corpy there. Game one.
Corpy. A lot of Corpy this year. Although you said you like Corpy better than Olmark this year.
I
statistically.
I have locked myself in on this that he will outperform Linus Olmark this year.
So I guess it all depends. Like, is he playing 20 games? Is he playing 40 games? Is he playing 60 games? Talking about Korpisalo. Like, if that number's 20, then, like, you have a good team in front of him, like, maybe the numbers will look all right. But if you're leaning on the guy, I'd be concerned.
Right now, he's your guy.
Yeah.
Corpy game one. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on the Swayman discussion. You can jump in on Brady and Belichick as fans. Do you want to hear from them? Do you care? Are you looking forward to Brady on some of these games? We discussed that here. Plus, if you were listening to the leads this morning on the Greg Hill Show, there was an interesting story about NFL players, a survey about quarterback play, the most overrated, rookie quarterbacks. Let's get to that in Misleading next. It's Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Any scoops there, Keefe? You got a scoop on the Patriots starting quarterback today?
It's going to be Jacoby Brissett. No, I don't know yet, but that's my guess. That's my guess.
I like this idea that you report one, I report one. Billy reports another. Nick reports another.
Yeah, cover all the bases.
Nick gets Zappy just in case he's brought back to be the starter.
And then whoever gets it is, for the rest of the season, the football expert.
Or
football insider.
And
expert.
You're a hockey guy.
I'm already the hockey guy.
And you could be both.
I could.
You could be hockey.
It's a lot of hats to wear.
And football. It's true.
I'm happy to do it.
Juggling a lot of sources. Uh-huh.
Helmets.
But that's true. We just all lean in.
Yeah.
It's an educated guess.
Yeah.
And then somebody's going to get it right. Mm-hmm. And now it's another scoop.
Pretty good.
Look, the Swayman scoop's working out great.
Swayman's been great. And thank you, Jeremy Swayman, for confirming that on the Shut Up Mark podcast.
Yes.
That was very kind of you.
Yeah, if you missed any of this, it's on the Odyssey app. It'll be up on YouTube as well.
Oh, two things real quick.
But yeah, basically confirming what Keefe said. Yeah.
We were also getting questions about this. So it is available on the Odyssey app. It is available on Apple Podcasts now. You can just search Jones and Keefe, and you can subscribe there and all that stuff and keep track of the show when you can't listen. Also, the Twitter account, which for some reason went down yesterday, is back up and running. So at Jones and Keefe, all that stuff currently is working.
I know you like a good Keefe-spiracy.
Of course.
Where, what do you think happened there?
Ooh, aliens? Is that too far?
Somebody. No, that's exactly gremlins? Precisely what I was looking for. Yeah,
something along that. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Aliens, gremlins.
No, my initial thought
giant
was
deep ocean kraken.
We were talking about the Courtney incident on Instagram. They thought maybe we were going to go a little too crazy promoting our thing. And so they're like, we got to get ahead of this.
Yeah.
Shut this down.
While they go out to buy manscaping utensils. We got to shut this down before they have the proper equipment. So there you go. That's places you can consume the show. You said Apple Podcasts as well.
Yeah, back up and running.
Great. So all that is worked out here on day three. We're going to get to Jerod Mayo later on in the show. He is scheduled to speak at 1:15. He's known to speak a little early.
Yeah, so we'll be ready for him.
I wouldn't be shocked if he makes a quarterback announcement today, but even if he doesn't, I think there's news in that.
It is.
And I think it's back on for Drake May. So we'll get into that. Also, I believe all waiver claims have to be in by noon. So I would imagine shortly after noon, any news on the Patriots' third waiver claim,
I mean, it's going to be a big one,
is going to start trickling in.
Their starting left tackle is going to be claimed today. Jeez.
Plus, like, you know, where does Bailey Zappe wind up?
Nowhere.
Well,
I think he's going to clear waivers, as they say.
We're going to find out.
Yeah, we will.
So a little bit of football housekeeping items there. Meanwhile, you listen to the leads, I'm sure, as a lot of people do on the Greg Hill Show. And they do it each and every morning. And Scheim referenced a poll conducted by ESPN today that's been gaining a lot of notoriety because, and again, this is 100-plus players who were surveyed by ESPN. They voted on Josh Allen as the most overrated quarterback in the NFL, which you're making a face at.
Yeah, I mean, I guess to qualify for overrated in anything, like we talk about in every sport, like who's the most overrated basketball player, who's the most overrated hockey player. No, you have to be rated pretty high, right? It can't be like some like middle of the road quarterback because you're like, who's rating him high?
Yeah.
So it immediately has to be somebody good. I think Josh Allen's great. Like, I really think Josh Allen. Like,
Who you say is overrated? It sounds like, didn't you mention Jalen Hurts the other day? Didn't sound like you loved?
Well, he's coming off a bad year. 2 years ago, I liked him quite a bit, but I think he followed up that Super Bowl run with not a great year. So yeah, he's probably a little overrated.
I'll bring up one we hear from Patriots fans all the time. Herbert, I think, is great, but
overrated.
He hasn't won anything
yet. That's actually a really good one.
So like, he's overrated. It doesn't mean he's bad. I would take him as a franchise quarterback, but he does get put up there with some of the names who have one playoff games or one MVPs, and he doesn't quite belong there. I'll give you another one. Is Lamar a little overrated?
Well, if you're saying he's like the best or the second best,
well, he's won two MVPs. I guess in that context.
But playoffs, he's been a letdown.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying he's won two. Did he deserve the MVP last year? No. I guess that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So maybe a little overrated. I like Lamar.
Yeah.
But overrated, sure. So I would vote for those names, but it's interesting they go with Josh Allen.
It is. And now I know last year, I mean, maybe even the year before, wasn't Josh Allen like preseason MVP favorite and he didn't live up to it? He had like good years, but he wasn't as good. And he was turning the ball over a little bit last year. But maybe they're still banking on that because I think after last season, he's kind of slid down people's list anyway. So, therefore, like, I don't know how overrated he is.
He's properly rated.
He's properly rated.
He was overrated. now properly
rated. Another good question. Who's the most properly rated quarterback in the league?
What's the rating you agree with the most?
Uh-huh.
So, no, I look, I wonder if this is, not to bring it back to Bill, just Bill voting over and over
it
again?
Could just be
all ex-Bill players are like, ah, Josh Allen blows.
Because they also did rank the top three current quarterbacks. And
that was like, it was like Mahomes and
Lamar.
It was Lamar, yeah.
So Mahomes had the most votes, then Lamar, and then Joe Burrow. And then I guess Allen and Aaron Rodgers also received votes.
I agree with one of those.
You're not a big Aaron Rodgers guy.
No,
but
Aaron Rodgers' career, he's great. But right now, I think he's wildly overrated for this year. Yeah.
So I think he's good still. Or he's going to be good. He didn't really play last year. But also, they're all in the AFC. The AFC is just loaded with quarterbacks. That's the other take.
So the other piece to it, and this isn't as big nationally, but locally, and this is what Shine was talking about today, there was also a question about which rookie was going to have the best career.
Yeah, not season, but career.
Best career. Not the best this year. Best for their career. And again, 103 NFL players. Which rookie quarterback in the class of 2024 will have the most successful career? Caleb Williams got votes. Jaden Daniels got votes. 34 for Williams. 30 for Daniels. J.J. McCarthy, currently hurt. 10 votes. Michael Penix, 8 votes. Bo Nix, your guy.
My guy.
8 votes. Zero for Drake May.
None on Drake May, which is surprising because he was the third pick in the draft, you know, and it was sort of a consensus top three.
You would think it would just go in the order they were drafted. Williams,
probably.
Daniels, May. I mean, just because that's how they were drafted, I wouldn't assume most players think about it any more than that. They're like, the guy drafted third will probably have the third best career. And so, yeah, it seems like
they're putting a lot of stock in the current situation, which I wouldn't do.
They look at the Patriots and they go, that team's not going to be good for a long time, so how good could his career be? Yes.
Well, McCarthy's hurt, but Williams is starting. Daniels is starting right out of the chute. Williams has good receivers around him, so I think they're like, all right, he's going to get a leg up. But if you think Drake May is good coming out of school, and it is funny, like you can find people to say everything about Drake May. Remember, C.J. Stroud was on a podcast. And he's like, he's the most NFL ready.
I mean, literally just Dan Orlovsky will cover both sides of the coin.
True.
He'll cover every base, positive and negative, on Drake May.
It is hard to keep track of Drake May takes this offseason. But I would say it is shocking that he didn't get more votes than Penix, more votes than McCarthy, or even any votes.
Well, especially Penix. Even if you're like they're going to slow play it, you're going to slow play it with Drake May. And he might not play a ton his rookie year. Don't you know Penix isn't playing his rookie year?
Yeah, that's the plan.
So, like, I mean, even if that was a tiebreaker for you, you'd think you'd lean in on the guy drafted.
What would your top three be? So, best careers.
I get Williams, but I would go May neck and neck with Williams, and I'd certainly do May before Jaden Daniels, who I like. I like all three of those guys a lot. I like most of these quarterbacks, not your guy Bo Nix, not J.J. McCarthy. I like Penix a lot.
I think Bo Nix is also in a great spot to succeed early, and who knows what happens with coaching changes and things as his career goes on. I think he's going to be better than people think for the first few years. I think Caleb Williams landed in a good spot, and he's already physically the best quarterback out of all those guys, so I would pick Williams one. But then I think May and Nix, I think, have a chance. Daniels, I like fine. The only one that I think is going to be a bust is J.J. McCarthy. I don't think J.J. McCarthy is going to be good. And Penix, like, let's see when the hell he even gets on the field. Kirk Cousins could hold that job for 3 years.
Oh, definitely. So there you go. That's misleading each and every day at this time here on Jones and Keith on WEEI. We revisit something from the Greg Hill leads here on the program. 617-779-7937. We may have some news out of the NFL in terms of waiver claims here shortly. Patriots finalized their roster yesterday. We'll get to some roster takeaways. And are we any closer to a starting quarterback for the Patriots? That's next.